It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs. Artificial organs, replacement cartilage, the potential of tissue engineering is huge, but current techniques are inefficient. University of Pittsburgh researchers want to build software to improve the design process. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez reports.
If an engineer were building a house, they'd consider the properties of the materials they're using and the physical forces acting upon them. If they're building biological tissue, they'll want to do the same.
That's the beauty of physics, right? Math and physics are universal principles, and they apply as much to embryos as they do to construction of bridges and buildings.
Lance Davidson is a professor of bioengineering at Pitt. He uses microscopic tools to measure the rapid tissue expansion in frog embryos. Those processes are very similar to the human ones that tissue engineers want to recreate. But right now, they don't have an effective way to make blueprints.
Tissue engineering now is about trial and error. Build 10,000 things, and one of them may work.
Davidson's goal is to learn enough about those physical processes to be able to simulate them with a software design tool, which would save tissue engineers a lot of time. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.